say. Shouldn't take very long.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education on June 28, 2017. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers is absent. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Thank you. I do want to, on the agenda, I would like to make a motion to just add a brief conversation about recognizing our either exemplary school employee or friend of public education. Are you okay with that? Okay. Let's just go straight into the superintendent items. So we need a motion to approve the HR action items.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Savage. I noticed our new Edgewood principal is on there.
That just all took place this morning, so
okay.
I've been on the go. So right. Tom Holdren comes okay. to us. He was in South Carolina. He was at a charter school experience in South Carolina, then Reynoldsburg in two different locations, junior high and elementary school, prior to coming to us. Comes with a depth of understanding around literacy and student achievement and has kind of flipped a school around there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to bring him on board.
All right. That's great. And let's see, the other thing was just updating the substitute and hourly rates. Basically just changing that, the student light and sound assistant and workers to say minimum wage.
Correct.
Before it was, yeah.
Yeah, we were lower than that.
Yeah. Okay. But none of the other rates have changed on that.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Any questions? Comments?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Okay, roll call.
I'm glad to see we've got an athletic secretary at the high
school.
Yes. Yep. We created that through some shifts at the high
mm-hmm.
school. So they're actually dissolving, long story short, they're actually dissolving an aide and then shifting people internally and that position, you know, the aide is being used, funds are being used to pay for the high school athletic secretary. So, and it's my understanding that Shirley worked with Ryan at Dublin.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. Good, good.
Right.
I'm assuming they got along pretty well.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. The athletic director needs help. Needs
yeah.
somebody that they can count on.
Yeah. Rely on. Seriously. Trust.
There's a ton of paperwork.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And welcome to Tom. I'll look forward to meeting him.
Yeah,
since
he was unable to
building.
Come today,
yeah.
given that we finished everything
right.
up this morning. So.
Right.
Is he new to the community?
He will be. He currently lives in New Albany, and wife teaches in another district, so they're going to work on that a little bit. But I believe he intends on bringing his daughter, who is in elementary school, possibly with him here.
Oh, okay.
So.
Nice. Okay. So then the next thing I wanted to talk about again was, the OSBA Central Region, they every year they give us an opportunity to nominate a friend of public education and or exemplary school employee. And Dick Smith we've talked several times about being interested in recognizing Larry Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dick was kind enough to write something up. That's what I gave you a copy of that. They asked that you give them a nomination that's like 500 words or less. And they stress that less is better, so so it's brief to the point.
Can
I think,
you do that, Dick?
Yeah.
Well, this is
here's proof right there.
Here's a work product. That,
okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know him at all.
No.
Okay, but all of us have known him through just a variety, and even like Todd's, and he's, I mean, he's, Foxy's everywhere, especially when it comes to athletics. He's been,
right.
He's been involved in just about anything and everything you can imagine.
He's volunteered for about 40 years to be the equipment manager for the football team.
Has he?
So every Friday night he's
there.
He's there.
Okay.
He's there at every practice.
Summer.
He was the head girls softball coach for quite a while.
He's 17
Hall of Fame
years.
Here, the Athletic Hall of Fame.
Well, I'd like to meet him because he provides colorful new phrases.
He certainly does.
I always could use more
That's
colorful new phrases.
Well said.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
I'm sure I will meet him.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I thought he was deserving.
And that's
I'm
huge.
I'm not sure whether he fits as employee or.
We need to confirm whether he is employed, because the Friend of Public Education cannot be an employee of the district. So he would fit either one. So we just, once we find out whether he is actually employed, because he's been on a supplemental.
I don't know if there's someone else. I think he's deserving, but I don't think that's an exclusive.
Right.
I think that's, I think that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Okay. And that's, I was just telling Todd, I know, like, as far as it goes, if he is the friend and the exemplary school employee, I think all of us have relationships with a variety of non-teaching staff, because the exemplary school employee is not to be a teacher. But I don't think any one of us has that complete view of the district. So that's where I would want, if you guys felt strongly about somebody, to hear a recommendation from either of you too. So it's like I've thought about Laura. But again, that's just because I have a little
think she'd be a good one as well, but that's a
right, you're a little biased, yeah.
Well, I would also entertain the fact, unless it can't be, that Todd is certainly deserving of that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's done a great job in his time here, and certainly in the district itself, the teacher's feedback. Thank you. I'm just being honest. I think that he's done a solid job and helped us make some decisions that we needed to make and maybe weren't the easiest sometimes.
And kept us in line, too, right?
Correct. Always. That's probably more to me than anybody else, right?
But. Yeah. Yeah.
I would second that from the standpoint that when people ask me questions about the finances of the district, I know that I can speak with some degree of authority and confidence as to exactly what's going on,
mm-hmm.
where we stand in broad general terms about the finances, and that is completely the result.
Makes it easy.
Todd has done, and I have complimented him repeatedly on the permanent improvement forecast. That has been so, just knowing where we are financially in that particular area just gives me, as a board member, tremendous confidence to be able to sit down and talk about what's going on in our school district, because I know that particular area is well structured.
And then I think about the whole budgeting process and training the building principals and the focus on, you know, making them have a sense of ownership of what happens in their building and what they see in that, on those line items. So
Well, I've already written up one, so somebody else is going to have to write up the
Okay.
other, so.
Well, I think that's thank you for that suggestion.
You're welcome.
I think that was the suggestion we were looking for.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody okay with that?
You can't be the friend because we pay you.
Right. Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and get these forms signed, and we'll get something sent out to Kim Miller-Smith. I think the deadline is June 30th, so we'll come in right under the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually they're recognized at the fall banquet that I can never go to because it's always the same night as our foundation celebration. Mm-hmm. So hopefully somebody else is willing to be there. So sorry in advance. Okay. Is that it? A motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?